Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. Opening call to prayer and praise. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
Remembrance of baptism. By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace. And raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle of Praise. Come, let us sing to the Holy One.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving.
And raise a loud shout with psalms.
For you, O God, are a great God.
You are great above all gods.
In your hand are the caverns of the earth.
And the heights of the hills are yours also.
The sea is yours, for you made it.
And your hands have molded the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and bend the knee.
And kneel before God, our Maker.
For you are our God.
And we are the people of your pasture.
And the sheep of your hand.
Oh, that today we would hearken to your voice.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Dawn from on high, your light illumines all our days. Awaken us to your visitations throughout this day. Be merciful in us for the sake of others. Make us fearless when confronting injustice and need, that we may give you glory in the power of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Psalm 28. Blessed be the Lord. For he has heard the sound of my pleadings. To you, O Lord, I call. My rock, do not refuse to hear me. For if you are silent to me, I shall be like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplication as I cry to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy sanctuary. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who are workers of evil, who speak peace with their neighbors while mischief is in their hearts. Repay them according to their work, according to the evil of their deeds. Repay them according to the work of their hands. Render them their due reward. Because they do not regard the works of the Lord or the work of his hands, he will break them down and build them up no more. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the sound of my pleadings. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. So I am helped, and my heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. Oh, save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the sound of my pleadings.
The holy word today is from Revelations chapter 19, verses 1 through 9. After this, I heard what sounded like a huge crowd in heaven. They said, Hallelujah, the salvation and glory and power of our God. His judgments are true and just. because he judged the great prostitute who ruined the earth by her whoring, and he exacted the penalty for the blood of his servants from her hand. Then they said a second time, Hallelujah! Smoke goes up from her forever and always. The 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who was seated on the throne, and they said, Amen, Hallelujah. Then a voice went out from the throne and said, Praise our God, all you his servants and you who fear him, both small and great. And I heard something that sounded like a huge crowd, like rushing water and powerful thunder. They said, Hallelujah, the Lord our God, the Almighty, exercised his royal power. Let us rejoice and celebrate and give him the glory, for the wedding day of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. She was given fine, pure white linen to wear, for the fine linen is the saints' acts of justice. Then the angel said to me, Write this, Favored are those who have been invited to the wedding banquet of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true words of God. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's commemoration. Eliza Clark married Augustus Garrett, and they lived in Chicago as it grew from frontier outpost into a town. Eliza was an active member of the Clark Street Methodist Episcopal Church. Augustus, who died in 1848, appeared frequently to fall from grace, being converted 20 times. Eliza Clark inherited half of her husband's estate and began to think how best to use it for the good of the church. The pastor of Clark Street Church struggled with his lack of formal education, and this helped awaken Eliza to see the educational needs of Methodist clergy. At that time, a group was already planning Northwestern University, and an active vision grew to found a biblical institute for Methodist clergy. With help, Garrett's vision was petitioned at the 1854 General Conference. Although Methodists were reluctant to have educated clergy, the considerable size of her gift could not be turned away. So Elijah Garrett is credited with turning the whole church into this new career of ministerial improvement. The Collect, Elijah Garrett. Gracious God, by the example of Elijah Garrett, You have drawn us more deeply into the mystery of your way with the word. Grant that as living members of the family of saints, we might be made perfect in love and join your ceaseless life of praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God from generation to generation. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you. Let us pray. A prayer for recovery of sickness. O God, the strength of the weak and the comfort of sufferers, mercifully accept our prayers and grant to those we pray for this day the help of your power, that their sickness may be turned into health and our sorrow into joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers for the church. Gracious Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Fill it with all truth, in all truth, with all peace. Where it is corrupt, purify it. Where it is in error, direct it. Where in anything it is amiss, reform it. Where it is right, strengthen it. Where it is in want, provide for it. Where it is divided, reunite it. For the sake of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers for our cities. Heavenly Father, in your word, you have given us a vision of that holy city to which the nations of the world bring their glory. Behold and visit, we pray, the cities of the earth. Renew the ties of mutual regard which form our civic life. Send us honest and able leaders. Enable us to eliminate poverty, prejudice, and oppression, that peace may prevail with righteousness and justice with order, and that men and women from different cultures and with different talents may find with one another the fulfillment of their humanity. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. A prayer of thanksgiving for the nation. Almighty God, giver of all good things, we thank you for the natural majesty and beauty of this land. They restore us, though we often destroy them.
Heal us.
We thank you for the great resources of this nation. They make us rich, though we often exploit them.
Forgive us.
We thank you for the men and women who have made this country strong. They are models for us, though we often fall short of them.
Inspire us.
We thank you for the torch of liberty which has been lit in this land. It has drawn people from every nation, though we have often hidden from its light.
Enlighten us.
We thank you for the faith we have inherited in all its rich variety. It sustains our life, though we have been faithless again and again.
Renew us.
Help us, O Lord, to finish the good work here begun. Strengthen our efforts to blot out ignorance and prejudice and to abolish poverty and crime. And hasten the day when all our people, with many voices in one united chorus, will glorify your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Our colleague of the week. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Sisters and brothers, I pray that your love will keep on growing and that you will fully know and understand how to make the right choices. Then you will still be pure and innocent when Christ returns. And until that day, Jesus Christ will keep you busy doing good deeds that bring glory and praise to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.